There's much that happened in the last several weeks that I don't want you to forget. Remember the first Sunday, was it on the 11th? We had Pastor Michael ministry. And then 18th, we had Pastor J.B. Whitfield ministry. And then 25th, we had Pastor Keller ministry. And then on the 1st of September, we had Pastor Keller ministry. And then last Sunday on the 8th, we had Reverend Vidar ministry. Speaking of those, are how many? 5 Sundays. I don't want you to forget that. And I want you to, if you meditate on what was ministered on, and meditate, like even like Reverend Vidar was saying, I'm telling you, you'll grow stronger and stronger, and you'll pursue what the Lord has in store for you. I thought I was going to speak some things in weaving with what Pastor Kala ministered on, but I can look at every one of you in the eyes, and I can tell you this, I had the Lord show me to speak on something else. And his instruction was, minister to the people. So I want to minister to you by the Spirit of God. I'm believing God for you to hear and for you to receive what he has in store for us. And we've entitled the message, Freedom from Weariness. Freedom from Weariness. I know we like saying weariness, but actually it's weariness. That's the right word. Brother Francis, that was very good. Consider. Consider. That was really, really good. Let me walk down over here. I think I'll be fine down here. Let me come up a bit. But let's go to Matthew chapter 11. Before you go there, let me make some statements here. Many of you have been in a warfare until you feel like you are giving up and letting go. I hope some people can see me behind there. You feel like you do not have any strength to continue. You felt that way and feel like you're giving up. You don't have even strength to continue. You don't have strength to be fighting, continue fighting. The Lord and I have a word for you, that you don't have to give up. Your mind has been under much attack of the devil, that sometimes you've had to fight to keep your sanity. Feel like, do I still have my mind together? Never mind, you're in a good place. For the Lord to strengthen you, the Lord wants to minister to you and set you free from the oppressions of the enemy. When you have your mind that you cannot even think straight, you should know that you are under attack of the devil. And it's his will that you may give up, that you no longer have strength to continue. I've seen people do this over and over the years. So I'm done. But listen to Matthew 11, 28-30. The NIV says this. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. This is Jesus speaking. For I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Weary, let's look at that word weary, is exhausted in strength. Exhausted in strength. Have you ever felt that way? That you're exhausted in strength. You're weary. The Merriam Dictionary says this, or exhausted in strength, endurance, vigor, or freshness. So you're exhausted in strength, endurance, vigor, or freshness. You no longer feel fresh. You're tired. Another one meaning is having one's patience or tolerance or pleasure exhausted. And I'm telling you, one can be even in the ministry and be that way. that you are exhausted. Have one's patience, tolerance, or pleasure exhausted or used? You used up, completely. You don't have any strength. Let me give you some of the synonyms of that word. Is arid. Have you ever heard of arid? Arid and semi-arid areas. One becomes that way. And then another one is boring. How many times have I heard people say, this thing is boring? I've heard even believers say, the church is boring. Used to enjoy it. We haven't changed. Some people, we dance, we shout. Who became boring? That's the definition of being weary. I think I've had our little Tina, she's 6 years old, saying in the house, I'm bored. I say, go entertain yourself out there. I'm not going out with you. Go entertain yourself. You're bored. Boring, colorless. There's no color. When something is colorful, an event is colorful, you know what that means. Or drudging. That's another word, drudging. Dry. Ever felt dry? Dull. Flat. Heavy, mind-numbing, monotonous, tedious, tiresome, tiring, uninteresting. All those words, please, you can go listen to the message, and you can write those down. Another words, the synonyms of it again is break. Come to a place like you feel it's a breaking point. You've heard people say this. I've come to a breaking point. I don't know what to do, really. Or burn out. Phew, that's a bad place to be. Burnt out. Drain. If I had people saying, I'm drained. I was talking to my sister yesterday, and she tells me that traffic jam makes my mind tired. I said, I will not say that. Because every time you find traffic jam, your mind will be tired. I say, traffic jam, whatever it means, I'm going to still be standing. I'm not going to allow my mind to be tired. Burnt out. Exhausted. Fatigued. You ever felt fatigued? Fatigued. Harassed. You feel like you're harassed, actually. Or kill, you're knocked out. Outwear, wash out. Wear out, all those numbers. And the enemy, if you're not careful, can wear you out until you don't have strength to continue. Numbers 21, the New King James Version, Numbers 21, verse 4, these are the children of Israel in the wilderness. They came to a place, the Bible says, then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And they saw, look at this, let's look at that together. And this, can we read together? And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. Anyone felt that way? You can lift up your hand in your heart. You become very discouraged. I want you to see from the Amplified Classic Version what it says. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient, depressed, much discouraged because of the trials of the way. Go to the next one, please. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. When you become discouraged, weary, burned out, naturally you have to look for someone to blame. It's my husband. It's my wife. It's the many children I have. It's my boss. When you start realizing that every time there's coming out, I think the New King James Version says they started complaining. Can we have it from the New King James Version, please, verse 5? And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and there is not, and our soul longs for this worthless bread. Can you imagine calling what God has given to you as being worthless? We know every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. God cannot give you and I anything worthless. But that's what, when you are tired, when you are weary, that's what happens. Complaining follows. And in weariness, there's no thanksgiving. In weariness, there's no thanksgiving. Person starts complaining. You can complain about everything. You can complain about everything. You become weary, become tired. The job that you once enjoyed, you no longer enjoy. Why is that so? Have you ever seen that? You know, if let me say this with so much love, but it's a truth. It's a fact. If one has gone from one church to another and another, 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 and it's the fifth church, who's the common denominator? If you tell me about the pastor, who's the common denominator? That pastor. You remember that woman, the Samaritan woman was married to five husbands, and the sixth one was not even hers, a husband. Who was the common denominator? That's her. Until she met with the Savior and her life changed. Amen. Until she met with the Savior and the life and her life changed. Let me look at some point here about the mind. In fact, the Lord was reminding me about this of the mind. As some call it, the mind is the battlefield. It's a battlefield. And you can be so much attacked by the devil until actually you feel like you're losing your mind. And the Lord reminded me, I really wanted to teach and teach, and the Lord reminded me, make it simple. Make it simple. Minister to the people. Make it simple. Don't go to the Greek definitions. Doctors, sometimes when you come to the office and you start talking so many terminologies, you don't understand. The person is wanting, what is the solution? You ever met with any professional and they're telling you so many things, say, what are you talking about? What I need is an answer. So listen, the Lord wants this. Just was speaking to me, just make it simple. Don't make it complicated. So I want you to see as the mind, actually, where it begins, that battlefield is right there, the mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And he says this, is that all? And thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So, first you need to understand this. It begins, everything begins with the thoughts. Right there, of the mind. We keep thinking and thinking about something. The devil forms patterns in our thinking. I wrote something, I was thinking I was going to speak about generosity, but I wrote something based on Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, which says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall do what? Meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have what? Good success. And then I wrote it in this manner. Think your way into prosperity. Think and speak yourself into prosperity. You see that? Think and talk yourself into generosity. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. They say, and think and talk your way into success. But it begins again with the mind. Years ago, I kept having a recurring thought over and over again. The older generation will understand if I say like a broken record. The younger generation don't understand what that means. Just to let you know, we used to have what we used to call record player, you young people. All right? And then with the record player, I don't know what you used to call that, the table, you put it on? Turntable? Wanasema santuri, siongei Kiswahili sasa. But anyway, so we had, not like the CDs you have, but we had a big kind of a plate, so to speak. I don't know how to explain to you. Can you Google? You can Google. But now, if it was broken, that record, used to call it record. If it's broken, what will happen, that head will keep playing there over and over again. Like, an example, if we reach to a song that nakupenda, it will go naku, 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 naku. If you are in the shower and it had reached there, it will wait for you until you came out of the shower. Even if it's 10 minutes later, it will just be going naku, 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 naku. And then you lift it up with your finger and say nakupenda. And then you continue. Young people, you've missed out so many good things. So we are that record player. So my point is, I kept having a thought which was like a broken record. In other words, in the mind, you keep hearing the same thing. And you know it's not of God. Anyone who's ever been there? And you know it's not of God. And I keep hearing it. You keep hearing it. And I kept hearing it for a long time. And the Lord spoke to me. I asked the Lord, Lord, please tell me, what am I supposed to do? And the Lord spoke this to me, these words to me. I remember where I was. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall defeat the devil. I said, Lord, I know there's a scripture who says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but you are saying, walk in the Spirit, and you shall defeat the devil. So he gave me, told me that's the solution. Walk in the Spirit. We are talking about your battle, the battlefield, the mind. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall defeat the devil. And I asked him, Lord, what is to walk in the Spirit? Would you be interested to know? If he's saying, walk in the Spirit and you shall defeat the devil, so my next question will be what? How do I walk in the Spirit? Let's go to Galatians 5:16 first. Galatians 5:16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes and pride of life, according to 1 John 2:15, is the spirit of the world. And he told me, walk in the Spirit, and you shall defeat the devil. So I started asking, Lord, how do I walk in the Spirit? And he took me to Romans chapter 1. Actually, I can say it from chapter 1 to verse 11, just from my heart. I meditated on that long, long. We'll be driving with my wife, and I'll say, I walk in the Spirit, and I shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I walk in the Spirit, and I shall defeat the devil. And so he took me to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, which says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So what are we looking for? I want you to talk to me. What are we looking for? How to walk in the Spirit. All right? I want to know, how do I walk in the Spirit? Because it says, walk in the Spirit and you shall do what? Defeat the devil. How do I walk in the Spirit? So is that so? That's what you're looking for. Come on, I want you to talk back to me. That's what you're looking for. All right. Now look at this. So it took me to Romans 8:1. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Do I have the answer there? Do I have the answer there? Some say yes, some say no. I'm looking for how do I walk in the Spirit, and the answer is not there. It's kind of an appetizer. It showed me there are benefits of walking in the Spirit. One of it is this: there's now no condemnation. Because you're in Christ Jesus, and when you start walking, not walking according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, you realize this: you're not living a condemned life. Let me tell you right there, if you're constantly condemned, you are under oppression. You need to know how to walk free from it. You feel condemned. You feel guilt. If you've confessed your sins, 1 John 1:9, it says it's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But constantly you find yourself here under condemnation. Right there, it's not a good indication. That's oppression of the enemy. Let's go to verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Have you found what I'm looking for? No. But he's introducing me to another law. Remember, walking in the flesh is the law of sin and death. But he's introducing me to a law which is greater in quality and superior in quality and quantity. You didn't get that? Did you get that? Consider. Consider. It's greater and superior in quality and quantity. Now, this is quality. It supersedes the law of sin and death. Listen to this. Lack, insufficiency, every time being bombarded by condemnation, that's the law of sin and death. But there is another law that came in when Jesus was raised from the dead, is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and has made me free from the law of sin and death. Look at verse 3. For the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. That's the law of Moses. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That's a mouthful by itself. But let's go to verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. What have you been looking for from those scriptures? How to do what? To walk in the Spirit. And he's showing us, for those who live according to the flesh, fleshly life, they have their minds set in a certain way. They set their minds on the things of the flesh. And those who live according to the Spirit, they set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Therefore, to walk in the Spirit or walking in the flesh is greatly determined by the way we think, where we set our minds. So listen to this. If you're constantly thinking of your needs, constantly, you're worrying. You're meditating on the will of the devil. And you will be oppressed by the devil. I had someone say this, a certain minister, that thinking, sorry, let me see if I can put it right. No one can think about you over and over again and not be depressed. Does that make sense? Because when you think over and over and over again of yourself, about yourself, you'll get depressed. Huh? Because you're thinking over and over and over again about yourself, what will happen? You'll get depressed. What are we supposed to be thinking about? The Word of God. Did I lose some of you? What are we supposed to be thinking about? The Word of God. So listen this. As my mind goes, actually, so that influences my thinking, that brings out an outcome which is of oppression. Because keep thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking about the same thing, like what I was telling you, as a broken record. Over and over and over again, thinking about the same thing. As your thoughts go, actually starts influencing your life, and you go that way. Listen this, church. The devil has been forming patterns. If you allow yourself to be thinking and thinking his will, he's forming patterns. We need to break forth from that and start forming new patterns. So look at this in verse 6. To be carnally minded, that is what? Thinking about what? Fleshly things is what? Death. That means separation. To be carnally minded is death, but spiritually minded, setting your mind on God's word, is life and peace. So if you're not experiencing peace, check out your mind. Check out your mind. Recently, I started having a sudden thought, and I felt, I remember this one in particular. I felt so sad. And what was I thinking about? I was thinking about my brother who died in the beginning of March. I realized I'm feeling sad. I'm thinking about him. Do you know what I thought? What am I thinking about? Change the way you're thinking. It will change your emotions. Negative thoughts brings negative emotions. Irritated all the time. The people are irritated all the time. Listen, it's because of the things they're thinking about. I started realizing I'm having, thoughts of my emotions are becoming sorrowful. You know, I realized, no, I'm not going to think about that. If I'm going to think about him, I'm going to think in a good way, but not to be here and be sorry about myself. You know, that's how people rehearse grief and rehearse it. And actually, someone who died 10 years ago, they still cry today. Why are you crying? Because he died. When? Yesterday? No! 10 years ago. It's a way of thinking, church. Listen, all of us have been in one way or another been touched by grief. But listen to this. I refuse for it to stay in my life. By the way I choose to think. None of us have never been through challenges. Anyone here? Lift up your hands and then we'll tell you how you've been without challenges and then we cast out devil of lying. Every one of us have gone through challenges. All of us a loved one has departed from this earthly realm through death and has touched us. If we started talking about our challenges here, every one of us will cry. How was the service powerful? What happened? We all of us cried. The pastor cried even the more. And we have a crying service. Welcome to the crying service. Listen, the way we think actually determines our emotional stability. Our emotional stability. You can stabilize your emotions by thinking about God's word. All of us have gone through financial challenges, maybe different. Have to remind the devil. There's a time I was in a slum, in a single room. I had no bed. I had a stove, green in color, with I don't know how many, you know, my clothes, the few that I had, they were smelling paraffin. I had no bed. I had no food every day. I had mountains, nations of financial needs, and still came out. I didn't die. So what is my attitude now? Bring it on, devil. I'm not going to be worrying. I walked through the city. You almost called me Davy Walker. Because I walk too much. From point A, point B is walking. At least I can drive myself around now. So you see, from one stage to another, if you're not careful, you keep moving up with your cares. Change the way you think. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You'll keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. This is the reason. Because he trusts in you. Trusting God is thinking of his word over and over and over again against the situation. The situation is a reality, but there is a greater reality, the word of God. Consider the word. Don't give up. Don't give up. Change the way you think now. Take the word. Let's go to a scripture in Philippians chapter 4. Again, I'm going to keep it so simple. Verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord when? When? Did the Lord know that you and I were going to go through difficult circumstances? Did he know that? Then he told us to rejoice when? Always. Always. I made up my mind when we are leaving on Monday that however hot it was going to be and however challenging it was going to be in Masabed, I was going to stay in the Spirit. And we sang the dust. I'm telling you, we had a certain paddle, and it gets dusty in the vehicle with your windows up. Sneezing, the dashboard becomes dusty. Come out of the vehicle, you've noticed you've become a bit darker. We're usually darker, but we are dark. We are usually dark, but we are darker. A little bit more. All of us were dark. No wonder. All of us, dark-skinned men. But we've become a little bit darker. But you know what? I made up my mind. I'm going to stay in the Spirit all through. Why? In fact, before we begin, before we start traveling, we go to Psalm 91. And we declare, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say of God, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you we will trust. And we go all the way to the end and declaring that psalm. We're supposed to rejoice, church. I'm telling you, the one who's sitting next to you has gone through challenges. And they are still here. And they are still here. Change the way you think. All of us have had a dysfunctional family from Adam and Eve in the garden. We came from a dysfunctional family. But now we are in a functional family of God. God is our hope. Change the way you think. Look at this. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say what? Rejoice. And then goes to the, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Go to the next one. Be anxious. Come on, let me hear you. Be anxious. What does nothing mean to you?
Nothing.
Be anxious for nothing. You need to say that over and over again. I don't know how many times I've had to walk, you know, walk in the room, and I'm saying, I'm anxious for nothing. I'm anxious for nothing. I am anxious for nothing. I am anxious for nothing. And then the mind starts going, what are you going to do? I'm anxious for nothing. And the mind goes another, I am anxious for nothing. What are you going to do? Anxious for nothing. If you don't talk in the spiritual warfare, alone, not like you lost your mind, but in your spiritual warfare, if you don't talk, you're not winning much in your mind. You need to turn around and say, devil, shut up. I'm anxious for nothing. You're not going to control my emotions. I refuse. You'll not form those patterns in my mind. I refuse. I take the word. I'm anxious for nothing, but in everything. Father, concerning this situation, I lift it up to you. I lift it up to you with thanksgiving, for you have been good to me. I never knew I would come to this age, but I'm here today, Father. You've delivered me over and over again. You see what? You're renewing your mind. You're renewing your mind. Or you can get so negative until every toxic emotion is around you. You're never happy. We have to tiptoe around you. Let your request be made known to God. Have you ever, you know, I enjoy holiday, resting. But do you know you can go on holiday and be as toxic as you can be? I had a certain lady years ago tell me that they went on holiday to Mombasa, wanted to rest, have fun. So the children drove down, and her and the husband went by air. They got there, it became so toxic, until the wife in the morning told the husband, you go in your flight, I'm not coming with you. You went for a holiday. The husband came by air. You can think of him checking in Mombasa Airport. Sullen. The wife said, I'm not traveling with you. So the wife drove back with the children for 9 hours or so from Mombasa. The husband came, got into the plane with toxic emotions. Angry. Yet they went for a holiday. You think the devil doesn't take a holiday also? And a husband and wife, you ever been on a holiday and you realize if you are not careful, you'll bring in devils. If you don't know how to take care of that devil in your home, if you go for a holiday, don't you know that you'll still be around there? Let's go for dinner. I'm not going now. Come on now. You're all quiet. You're smiling at me. You never had a husband and wife. You've never had any challenge during your holiday time. Huh? Sometimes I've gotten into the vehicle and I'm waiting. And I'm getting worked up. And I say, oh, God, help me. I'm not going sour in this holiday. We are going in peace. And we end up going in peace. And really, we've never had those challenges in holiday. We refuse. Because we go with the word. We go with the Bible. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Don't forget about still the way you think, okay? Now look at this in verse 7. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You have refused being anxious. You have refused thoughts that will discourage you. Listen, I can do your part of renewing your mind. You have to renew your mind. I have to do that the same to mine. A pastor cannot renew your mind for you. I used to think many years ago, I said, Lord, I wish there was a CD from heaven. That time it was CD time. CD from heaven that it has is full of your word. And then I'll have two CDs, one I insert in my mind and drains off every thought that is not the will of God. And then I throw it away, and then I insert a new CD that thinks everything about heaven all the time. Unfortunately, there isn't such a CD for you to buy, so you have work to do. Listen, renewing your minds is the work of grace. God has given you the ability to renew it, but listen this, you have the part, you have your part to do. It's not going to be automatic. But look at this, verse 8. Finally, brethren, this is the part if you want to experience peace. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true. Let me say something before I read all that. And the Lord kept bringing it up in my heart of the many thoughts that you are taking through social media. It's impacting you. That people are oppressed because of so much social media over and over again, and it's oppressing you. Your emotions are raw because of social media. I see sometimes, you know, the way people even respond in social media, especially during campaigns. Even now, it's still raw. Guard your mind and your heart against social media. If you're realizing that it's taking your emotions over and over again, you need to stop that. Come out of it and start meditating on God's word. Then you start thinking, whatever things are true, think about what you think. Is it true? Think about what you think or what you're thinking. Is it true? Have you ever been to a place that, an example, let me give you an example, that I'm not aware that Andrew Ngale is here and I'm talking to Deacon Daniel here and Professor Jude. I'm just talking to them, I'm not aware. And he wants to say hello to me, but I'm not even aware. And then all of a sudden I turn and I go. And then if he's not careful, he say, you see, I've known Pastor doesn't love you. And he say, yeah, it's true. He didn't want to talk to me. I've noticed even the way he looks at me. You see, you start getting thought, after another. And then you start sitting at the back, far from the past. Huh? You see, you have to guard your mind. Look at this, an example. Because I didn't see him, literally. Anyone who's ever been offended by someone that didn't greet you? And when you start following it up, they didn't even know you are there. They are preoccupied by something, occupied by something in their minds, and they didn't even realize you are there. And then you get offended. They don't love me. Look at this. The devil starts playing with your mind. Well, you can say this. What about if he didn't see, maybe he didn't see me? And the devil said, but he was too close. He must have seen you. Then you say, no, devil. In fact, I'm going to call Pastor to say hello to him. And then you call me and say, hey, Pastor, how are you? I say, I'm fine, Andrew. It's been a long time. You've been around. Yeah, actually, you are greeting people, but it seems like you didn't see me. Andrew, forgive me, I didn't see you. Instead of you going the whole week, now he doesn't love me. I'm not going to go back to that church again. You've ever been there? Come on, am I the only one? Am I the only one? Listen, what you are thinking, is it true? Is it noble? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Listen to this. You can come to a place that you build up your spirit and your soul is strong, your mind, will, and emotions, until what people do against you do not affect you. Your response is of faith. Your response is of love. And you refuse to be wounded by people's actions. That's maturity. Now, all of us must work towards that. Amen. Do you remember me ever telling you that one morning I woke up and I was in a hurry? It was during holiday time. And then I like carrying my fruits, you know, to take to the office and all that. And then I was leaving, I think, around 7 o'clock or 7:15. And then I went to prepare myself early in the morning. And then I come back to the bedroom. And my wife was still sleeping. And she told, "Oh, honey, forgive me. I've just woken up." I thought, "I'm just woken up? You didn't know I needed fruits?" You know, I'm thinking, I didn't say it. Now the devil is working there. And then she said, "Oh, honey, quick, I can prepare." I said, "Sweetheart, I'm late. I cannot continue. I cannot wait. I'm going." I got into the vehicle. Less than a kilometer later, say, she slept. She's sleeping. She knew that you needed fruits. She didn't prepare them for you. What was she thinking? And she's just sleeping. I'm telling you the truth. I remember that day. I said, "No, devil, shut up." Tina was asleep. She didn't realize it until I was leaving, and I'm not going to think about it. I forgot about it. I think one Sunday I was speaking here, I don't know after how many weeks, that's when I was remembering. I could have taken that thought and said, "Sure enough, why would she do this?" A good wife wakes up. You've ever had those traditions? Wakes up. She should have even known how you've showered. She could have asked you how you slept. And here she is, she's sleeping. Why is she sleeping? A little sleep, a little slumber. And you can quote the scriptures, and the devil will quote those scriptures into your head. And what happens, you get, I could have gotten back in the morning and say, and she's, "Hi, honey, how's your day?" "Good." "Who did you meet today?" "People." Because look at this. Your thoughts are going in a certain direction now. And listen to this. I can start thinking about something negative about you, and I will see everything negative. Or I can focus on God's word, and I can see strengths in your life. As your mind goes, so does your life go. And then she prepares, you know, she's prepared a meal, and I'll not eat. "Why?" "Oh, why, honey? Are you feeling okay?" "Yes. I need to sleep." And then she started getting emotions also. And the devil says to her, "What is this he's doing to you? Who does he think he is? Don't talk to him also." And then good night. No, it's not good. Good night. And then you wake up the following day, it keeps building up. It keeps building up. And it goes weeks. Listen to this. The devil is forming a pattern. And it keeps building up. And you get weary. And you get weary. And you say, "It's not working." Whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's anything, any virtue, and there's anything praiseworthy, do what? Meditate. Think. Pray. Look, let me have just the scripture, please, from the Amplified Classic Version. I want you to see something there. I'm winding up. The Amplified Classic Version, please. Ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ra-ta. All right, I may have to go to my book then. Okay. For the rest, brethren, whatever true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is lovable, whatever is keen and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue, look at this, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Say it with me, please. Fix your minds on them. Fix your mind on them. Are you facing a challenge? Thinking over and over again about the challenge is making the challenge bigger. Why do people have issues with their emotions, ailments of every kind? It's because of the way they think. Majorly, not everything. I mean, it's not like all things is as a result of that, but I'm telling you, it has a bigger percentage of the way you think. Church, there is freedom in Christ. Let's go to Hebrews 12. I want you to see from verse 1. I thought I was going to read verse 3, but for context purpose, see verse 1. Hebrews 12 from the Amplified Classic Version. From verse 1 it says, let's have it from verse 1, please. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 12, I'm going to read it from verse 1, the Amplified Classic Version says, therefore, then, since you are surrounded by great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin we so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us, and let us run with the patient, endurance, and steady and active persistence, the appointed course of the rest that is set before us. Let me tell you something about when you are believing a promise of God. You have to have patience. You must have patience. You must develop patience. Even the way you think, keep renewing your mind. It hasn't come to pass yet, but God, I'm believing you. Make sure your faith is active and your thoughts consistently. You are renewing them. You are renewing your mind according to God's word. Listen, spiritual warfare is a marathon. It's a marathon. You have to build up endurance. Thank God for 100 meters. But I'm telling you, this is a lifelong path that you have to follow in renewing your mind over and over again. It's a marathon. And then verse 2, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, look at this, he, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and now is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Just think of him. Are you seeing that? Just think of him. Consider him. That's the word, actually. Just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials. If you compare what you are going through and what you went through, which is greater and bigger? What he went through. Listen, every trial has an end. It begins, it will end. However big it looks, it has an end. It has a limitation. And he says, consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. If you focus on what he's done for you, listen to this, you will not grow weary or exhausted or losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. You'll keep going. You'll keep going. You'll keep going. It's difficult, but I believe in Jehovah. It's difficult, but I believe in God. It looks like I'm losing it. No, devil, I'm not. I'm not. I consider him, Jesus, who paid the price for me. I'm not giving up. I am not giving up. And you stand right there. I'm not giving up, devil. I felt so tired. Probably you've heard me say this. So tired in my body. Rightfully so. And then I know, I don't know about you. If I am so tired and my mind is really tired and I go sleep that way, I'll wake up tired easily. Easily I'll wake up tired. Have you ever slept for 10 hours and you're still tired? Huh? Yes. Only 3 of us? Have you ever slept for 10 hours and still tired? Or let me give you another one. Have you ever gone for a holiday and came back still tired? Huh? So it's the mind. It's the mind. It's the way you think. So I've gone tired. You know, you've gone even in your prayer room, tired. And knelt down. I remember this particular one. Knelt down, and I'm praying in tongues. The first 5 minutes, I slept. Still kneeling down. I'm not going to stand up. Then, open my eyes, it's been 15 minutes since I've been sleeping. Still kneeling down. And then I'm continue sleeping. I'm continue praying. I'm still there. Pray a little bit, and it is the 20th minute. I'm still dozing. But I'm not standing up. I went to pray. I'm considering the author and finish of my faith. And I remember this particular one. The 25th minute, I was still dozing. But I was not going to stand up. I'm still kneeling. I know there's victory. And I'm praying. You know, if you ever pray in tongues, Shama, She, She, Ba, She, De. Rede. Ow. Anyone? If you've never done that, I don't think you'll be winning much victory. Huh? And then, I remember that particular, the 25th minute, I was still tired. I was still dozing. Then somehow, I focused from within. The spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is in me. He's not outside, he's in me. I started, Angede bandrose de bakeshi de bandayada. Rembro mange star here. I started feeling, I started knowing that even my body was starting being rejuvenated. I'm telling you the truth. 2.5 hours later, I was still kneeling, praying tongues. And I had the Lord speak to me. And I realized this, we give up too quickly. I've tried, I tried, and I slept. Wake up. You've ever raised children? Huh? When they are trying walk, they are starting to walk, walk, wobble, fall down. Do you tell them you'll never walk? You fell down. What do you do? Do it again. The child goes, And you know they are not walking well, but you're encouraging them. You see, even the heel is the one stepping and the toes are up. And you know the child is going to fall. But what are you going? You're still encouraging them. And you, daddy, daddy, daddy. And you know daddy is not walking. You ever been there? Do you tell them, you poor thing, you'll never walk anymore? Your heel, even the heel, the toes are towards heaven. You don't walk that way. You don't tell the child that way. But listen, you keep encouraging that child. Oh, I remember, I'm among the little ones in my family. But I remember when our last born child, she was born in 1978, so she's not a young girl. She's a woman. But I remember when she started walking, we're in the sitting room. And she's falling. And we're still shouting. And we kept shouting. And she started walking more and more. We shouted. Listen to this. You may take little steps, but don't give up. You may feel like you've fallen. Think about the cloud of witnesses in heaven. They'll say, oh, come on now. You're doing it. Glory to God. Yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You're moving the mountains. Keep doing it. Keep saying it. Don't give up. Amen. God wants you strong. Not giving up. But listen to this. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall defeat the devil. How do you walk in the Spirit? Romans 8:5, for those who walk in the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who walk in the Spirit, they set their minds on the things of the Spirit. What are things of the Spirit? John 6:63, can I have it there, please, from the New King James Version, as I wonder. John 6:63. I think I'll start going up. John 6:63, do you have it? All right, let me read it out from. Now look at this. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh does what? Profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, Jesus says this, the words that I'm speaking to you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. Now I want you to go to Romans 8:5. Oh, okay. But I'll say, for those who set their minds on the things of the flesh, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, they set their minds on what? The things of the Spirit. And you've seen from John 6:63, the words that he speaks, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. So I set my mind on God's word. I keep checking out my thoughts. What am I thinking? Am I weary? Am I tired? Do I feel like I'm giving up? Check out the way you think. Will you please stand up on your feet? Praise God. Did you receive something out of this? I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to be weary. I refuse to walk around tired from January to December. I'm going to change the way I think. And the more I change the way I think, is the more I change the way I talk. And as I speak the word of God, I will walk in the word of God, I will do the word of God, and I'll have word results. Amen? Just lift up your hands to the Lord. Say, Father, thank you for your word. You sent your word. Come on, say it. You sent your word. and healed me and delivered me from all my distractions. The entrance of your words gives light, gives understanding to the simple. I receive your word. I set my mind on the things of the Spirit, on the word of God. I refuse every oppression of the enemy, every stronghold of the enemy, every pattern of the enemy. In my mind, I break your power now. In the name of Jesus, I am free. I set my mind on God's word. I set my mind on the promises of God's word. I set my mind on the will of heaven. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray for some people, or with some people, that you really know it's been so intense in your mind that you need an agreement for someone to lay hands on you. I'm going to pray for you if you'll come to the altar. You know it has been so intense. You feel like that's a broken record. You know that it's over and over again. It's tormenting you. It's really tormenting. You don't know what to do. You've heard the word of God, but it's like, how do I put it? Let me jumpstart you. Jumpstart you. You know that it's been over and over again, the same pattern. You feel like you've broken through, but you go back to the same thing. Same thinking, same results. I'll pray for you if you come. If you've received the word of God and you know, I have the answer now. That's what I was looking for. That's fine. But if you feel like I need an agreement, I need to be laid hands on, please come quickly. Thank you, Father, for making every crooked place straight for your people. For they will know peace. They will know peace. Oh, Gande Mashte. Gengende Mandro, Stede Bangingi Namandashte de Bande. Gengilanding Glando, Stede Branda. Gendamanglo, Stede Bren Mangida Banse de Kesha. For he has made peace available for you. Take authority over the enemy. And don't let him bring in confusion in your life. You have the ability within you to take authority of every work of the enemy. Everything that will bring to attack your mind, do not allow him anymore. Rise up and start speaking words of faith. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only, not beneath. I refuse to be tormented by the devil. Keep saying it. Believing it, believing what you say, and you'll know peace. You'll enter into the rest that your Savior, Jesus Christ, paid the price for you to live in that realm of rest. It is available. Rest. Rest. I speak that rest over your people, Father, and I thank you for your presence. May this presence fill their homes. Your homes be filled with the presence of God. Your workplaces, as you go there, you carry the presence of God, the presence of the Almighty God. And many of you will enter in where there has been confusion. And all of a sudden, because you've entered in with God's presence, they shall come in peace. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. I praise you and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.